Greetings to all the saints and viewers this day. Pray that you have still the trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the Messiah who is soon to come. I wanted to turn to the book of Job this morning. Why do I turn to Job? Because Job gives us the answers to pain and struggling. Today we are going through a pandemic and the whole world has been affected and people are living in fear and many families are going through the pain and suffering as a consequence of the pandemic. The book of Job is a good illustration of pain and suffering. Job means he is hated or persecuted. But we also have the English expression which states that Job is a patient man, and therefore we have the adage that as patient as Job. Job portrays Jesus as our Redeemer. And we'll come to that later on, what the Redeemer means. The theme in the book of Job is teaches us concerning pain and suffering. The prominent word in the book of Job, found in chapter 1, verses 21 to 22, is sin, S-I-N. And it says, in all this, Job did not sin with his lips. What did he do then with his lips? He worshipped God. Now remember the story of Job. It is a mystery. The mystery of human sufferings and the problem of pain. We are all prone to ask God, why is there so much human suffering and pain in the world? Pain and suffering is not always penal, that is, a punishment, and retributive to pay back time, but it is disciplinary and educative. Job, having seen himself to be worse than anything else he had ever done, emerged from suffering and blessing and restoration. Now, the story of Job gives us several insights for living in our own time. Job knew the nature of God, but he did not know the grace of God. In the book of Job, compared to today, is that life brings so many baffling questions. The story of Job is a baffling one. The Lord describes Job as there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God, loves God, and hates evil. That's found in Job 1 verse 8. Job was blessed with a great family, 7 sons and 3 daughters, further blessed with great wealth. Job became a test study in motivation. Satan proposed that Job served the Lord because all of the blessings God served upon him. Because by serving God, it brought great dividends to Job, such as great wealth. God permitted these externals to happen and to be removed, so Satan could see that Job served the Lord from a good motivation. In quick succession, what happened is there were blows of adversity that hit Job. In all of these losses, Job never lost his faith in the Lord. The story baffles people today. Why did Job deserve the tragedies? Didn't it pay him to do good as far as God was concerned? Yes, he worshipped God through all these tragedies that struck him. But God never removed his hand of blessing from Job. There are numerous circumstances that puzzle our minds today. Why does a little child suffer with brain damage when born? Or a good woman lives with a cruel and vile husband who is an alcoholic? She is continually abused by such a man. Or we think of a physician who has a great career in front of him for the future, and his life is taken away from him through cancer. These are numerous circumstances and situations which baffle us in the world today. Where is God with all these tragedies? Doesn't God see that we are on the downhill? Doesn't he hear our pleas? Does he remove his grace from us? No, there is no simple answer as far as man is concerned. And therefore, our minds are prompted to ask, why? Why all these tragedies? The world thinkers have adequate answers. The friends of Job didn't help him. The three friends, when they heard about Job's situation, they came to him and were shocked to see the state he was in. Job, who lost everything, the houses on his land was flattened by a whirlwind. His seven sons and three daughters were killed. It was a traumatic situation in which Job found himself, but yet he still worshipped God. And these friends, they sat with Job for 7 nights in silence. I think, to my mind, it is the best way of comforting one when they go through such tragedies. Some of them said, of the three, said that Job suffered because of his sin. And that if he confessed his sin, his suffering would stop. Some people believe that. If we confess our sins, all our pain and suffering will go away. Later, a friend came to Job named Elihu. His proposal was simple. Job's suffering was given by God to refine him and his character like gold in the fire. There are no adequate answers today to our pain and suffering by man. Then life's problems does not have any answers. Not all suffering is attributed to sin. God does not give trouble only for the purpose of developing character. One may allow God to use the trouble in our lives to develop character, but not every case of suffering can be attributed to this purpose. Simple formulas will not fit some of life's circumstances. The Lord has a word for us, Job 38 verse 1. God did not appear in order to take Job's suffering away. No, he appeared in order to be with Job. In other words, when you go through a traumatic situation, don't think that God has ignored your pleas. God is there with you to weather the storm. Because he says in his word, pardon, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will always be by your side. And in that storm, through which you are experiencing, God is with you, encouraging you to draw nearer to Him. The Lord speaks to us amid life's baffling circumstances. What does the Lord say? Does He tell us the intellectual reasons for our suffering? No, He does not give answers. Instead, the Lord gives us adequacy of His presence. We must be willing to trust God in this, the Lord to take over when we are confronted with a situation which we cannot understand. What a person needs amid life's baffling situation is not an intellectual answer, but the presence of the Lord. Why not let the Lord come into your life? Because the answer can be found in God's Word and His presence. You will be strong and free from this chaos and confusion caused by this pandemic. In Job 2 verse 10, it reads like this: Shall we indeed accept God, good from God, and not adversity? Do we only worship God in the good times, and we forget to worship God in the bad times and the sad times? And that is why it states that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He is there, His very presence is with us. And therefore we have to trust the Word of God, and going through the Word of God, worshiping God, we will be in His very presence. In Job 23, verses 10 to 12, the meaning is, we either fall apart or draw closer to God. When He has tested us, we shall come forth as gold. If we can ask God, why is there pain and suffering? The answer, He came to save us from three things. He came to save us from the power of sin. He came to save us from the penalty of sin, and that is His cross work on Calvary. And when He returns to rapture His church, He will save us from the very presence of sin. If you look at the cross today, what meaning do we find in the cross? The first meaning is the curse of the cross. That Christ had to die because of our curse upon us, so that it can be removed from our very souls. Secondly, it cost Christ's life on the cross to pay for our sins. And thirdly, He came, He went to the cross to remove us from the very sin in our lives. That is the simple answer. But it goes further. It says that Christ came to the cross to redeem us. He laid down His life to die so that we can live. The suffering reminds the righteous of their mortality and forces them, that is the righteous, to examine their spiritual condition. But ultimately, it enables us to come to a deeper faith in the incomprehensible wisdom of God. When you trust in anything else other than God, you live fearfully, because you will always be vulnerable to circumstances you cannot control. Jesus bottom lined this way. It is this way which He says in Matthew, chapter 6, verse 32. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God supplies your needs. He answers to your needs. He does not answer to your wants. And thereby, Job understood not only the nature of God, but the grace of God. And at the end of the book of Job, we can read that Job received double what he lost in the beginning. Double the amount of livestock, double the land which he had, and double, not his family, because the 7 sons and 3 daughters had already perished and they were in heaven. He had another 7 sons and 3 daughters and his wife. The problem in Job is that when he was suffering, when he was going through such pain and trauma, that there was no one to help him. Even his wife turned against him and said to him, "Curse God and die." What did Job do? Did he curse God? No. He worshipped. And that is what we must do. We must worship God in our pain and our suffering. We must tell God that he is the only true and the living God, the God who is love, and that the God who forgives when we go off the narrow path. So I want to encourage you today is to pray and get into the presence of God. How do we get into the presence of God? Not only through prayer, but by studying his word. And Job gives us the illustration, a very good example, how to overcome pain and suffering. Not in an intellectual way, not according to man's wisdom, but only through the trust and the love of God in his saints. And therefore we can label Job, because God said he is a good man, he's a faithful man, he's a righteous man. We can say that he was a saint, not a sinner, and he was converted to a sinless man. He became God's perfect man, a man in the midst of idolatry, a man in the land of Uz, a man who stood as an example to everybody else, and when he suffered, people turned their backs on him. Why? Because he could not provide for them anymore. But he was exemplary in his faith. He trusted God, and God blessed him in the end. So, today, don't only think of the nature of God. Think of the grace of God. God extends time and time again when we fail him, his grace. So let the Lord be with you this day, and look at the book of Job, and come to an understanding that these challenges which we face today, the COVID-19, many families are divided, many live in fear, but we need not fear, because if we are in the presence of God, God will sustain us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Be blessed. Amen.